Well, very good. Let's just jump right into the conversation, I suppose, that a lot of things going on with the vaccine. You know, that there's some really interesting information that's happening right now. Everybody's getting to the point, getting a lot of phone calls from individuals needing the waiver, the exemption from the mandate. That deadlines are pressing, and the reason a lot of folks don't want to get the vaccine is because there has been some recent findings that are just really remarkable. And again, that without knowing, without being a doctor or a biologist, there's a lot of really weird stuff in these vaccines. Everything from graphene oxide to things called hydras to junk in these vaccines that are causing a lot of people to be concerned. And so one of the things that people are now starting to realize is that not only do the vaccines not protect you from getting ill, the Johnson shot now has apparently a 2% efficacy rate for shots given more than 6 months from the date. That they're now down to like a 2% efficacy rate. But the same thing's going on with the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine. They're not as low as that, but in the 50% range. And so a lot of people are saying, why would I take a vaccine that doesn't protect me from getting sick when there's other alternatives out there that that have a tremendous rate of success as far as making me well, and an actual virus that has less than a 1% mortality rate, and that those folks that are actually getting sick from the virus are actually getting sick because, or they're the population group that are vaccinated. And so people are saying, wow, we don't want to get vaccinated, and that deadlines are coming up. And so so that's kind of what's going on right now, Colleen. That the other thing that's going on that's really a big deal is that the age at which that they're trying to vaccinate these kids is going to 5 to 11 years old. And this is definitely the emergency use authorization. And, the issue with these kids is that what we're seeing with the age group right above these, the 15-year-old young males, things of that nature, what we're finding is that they have an extremely alarming rate of vaccine adverse event reporting. And so, this is a really crazy time that we're in. People are calling left and right in my office trying to determine how to proceed, whether they should do the vaccine exemption. And the answer is yes. There's no question about that. And how to get it done in the short period of time they have. We have civilian folks that are attached to the military bases like Langley, Air Force civilians, that we have government employees. They're all being pressured to go ahead and take the vaccine. Folks at the Langley base additionally have been given an ultimatum to indicate to their command, to their employer, I suppose, these are civilians, that whether or not they've been vaccinated, which seems to me to be a clear violation of HIPAA standards, but where we're at is that this is actually causing folks to get their request for a waiver in immediately. And so a lot of things are happening right now, especially in Hampton Roads, this being a government military town, this whole Hampton Roads, South Hampton Roads peninsula area. So there's a lot of concern right now for getting the vaccine and getting it right away. At least that's the information that we're hearing on the ground, Colleen.
Well, and I know every situation is different, but are you finding that there's a solution for the people who are coming to see you? When they're coming to see you, are you able to help them out and point them in a direction that will be able to get them those exemptions and that they'll still be able to be employed, or what's the situation there?
Well, we're helping folks out that need to be helped. That we're actually a lot of folks are just having questions that they don't know which direction to go. They don't know how to proceed. A lot of folks that, to be 100% honest with you, don't have some of the finances able to go forward on some of the more extensive sort of challenges that would be necessary. So we're doing exemptions for religious people that have a religious conviction, as far as not taking the mandates for, like, you know, we're actually doing for $495. We'll help them with a waiver to be submitted to their employer and determine whether or not the employer is going to honor their exemption. We're also preparing a request to be given to the employer that would say that, listen, if I take this vaccine, you're going to take the liability if I have an injury. Of course, none of the employers are signing that. But our thinking is that in the event that they are denied, which, again, that we're seeing a lot of denials at this point and a lot of threats of denials at this point, that generally the thought will be that if they are denied, that they will probably, at least they want to preserve their chance to be able to go through a legal challenge, which would probably start with complaint with the EEOC, and going through that process can take some time. But that also that getting a right to sue letter is a great way to make sure that if you do file a lawsuit, which can be expensive, if you do file a lawsuit, that they, one of the challenges that typically happen in these employer suits is if you don't exhaust administrative remedies, then that could be a problem as far as lawsuit. And so, again, we're just trying to prepare for the future that in the event that there is a denial, and it's something to think about because, you know, whether you come to us or find a resource that you can use, that there's some great nonprofit organizations like the Liberty Council, the Rutherford Institute, Alliance Defending Freedom. In fact, Liberty Institute is Liberty Council is apparently given some 1 hour sessions on some of the issues that relate to preparing a waiver and some of the thoughts to think about as they go through the process. And so, you know, that there's a lot of people trying to arm up, trying to help these folks that have deeply held religious convictions not to take this jab. You know, it really can't be called a vaccine. It doesn't fit any of the definitions of what a vaccine is. You know, it's gene therapy. And again, this gene therapy it doesn't even seem like a good gene therapy. It's an mRNA gene therapy that, again, we're starting to see some stuff that just are really, I mean, kind of crazy. I mean, some of the things that people say are in the vaccines. You know, this is an experimental, emergency use, authorized treatment that we have no idea what it's going to do to folks 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road. And why would a person take something, you know, the cure of which is much more dangerous than the illness, you know? And so, so right now, again, there's a lot of activity. We've heard November 22nd for a date for some of the folks at Langley and some of the folks in the South Side. Again, there's varying dates depending upon where you're at, but a lot of people are concerned. And we're going to see a lot of people lose their jobs. We're going to see people lose their jobs. There's going to be a lot of concern of our military readiness, a lot of concern for our government employees that are being required to do this. So there's a lot of concern right now, and there's this thought out there that, and I just throw it out there that this use of this mandate is actually a way to purge those folks that are more conservative in our society. They're saying that there's a 90 liberals, Democrats. I'm not sure exactly how they determined who was a liberal, but the bottom line is that can you hear me calling?
Yes, I can.
There's a 92 to 96% vaccinated rate for this group that are called. I got this from Epic Times that are called less conservative. There's a 52 to 56% vaccinated rate for those folks that are called more conservative. So what we're seeing is that, you know, 52 to 56% to 92 to 96%. What you're seeing is people that are being required to take the jab being purged at a double the rate. You're not seeing any of the liberals or any of the Democrats or whoever you want to call these folks being required, because they've taken jab after jab after jab. But those folks that do not want to violate their religious beliefs, those people that say, listen, it's not even a religious belief, it's just common sense. You know, this is an experimental drug that isn't good for me, isn't something that I want to do, that from a cost-benefit analysis is not something that I want to put in my body, and that we're seeing those folks who've made those decisions being purged out at a, you know, twice the rate or maybe even more rate than folks that are less conservative. And again, it's just throwing that out there. That might be a reason a lot of people think the reason this mandate that's being pushed.
And so if people want more information, they should reach out to you and ask questions at debtfreeva.com. Reach out to Steve at Alliance Legal Group and ask those questions. Again, yeah, deadlines are coming and there's hard decisions that are having to be made, and people have to evaluate what's right for them personally and still being able to stand strong to their convictions of what they're wanting to do. And so, yeah, reach out to Steve at Alliance Legal Group at debtfreeva.com to be part of that. Steve, Tony was on the line. I don't know if he still is. I can try to merge him in and see what he has to say.
Sure. If he's online, let's talk to Tony.
Tony, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Tony. Go ahead.
How you doing? You brought up a very good question a little while ago about the vaccine. Mm-hmm. The reality that we have right now is never in our history have we had a time when they said, put something in your body, you have no idea what's in it, you have no idea what the outcome is, you have no idea what it's going to do to you 2, 3, 5 years from now, but we're mandating you do it. In our history, it's always been the opposite. They've always told us, be careful, get informed consent, get informed information, do your research, make your decision appropriately. And they're saying, throw it all out the window now and just say, we're the government, we know best how you should live, you should do what we tell you, just take the shot. And that makes no sense whatsoever. Anyone else? I talked to a gentleman yesterday at the Goodwill. Kids, the gentleman was 18 years old, just took both shots. The first shot was not so bad. The second shot, he was down for over a week, couldn't get out of bed. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah. We're hearing a lot of that. You know, that they... And, you know, what's really unusual is that, you know, the hospitals, not unusual, but the hospitals are really encouraging, a lot of the hospitals, you're reading these reports, are not encouraging folks to do the reporting, the nurses and the staff to do the reporting that they should, so that this vaccine, the VAERS site can be updated correctly. Right now, that I believe that VAERS site has 18,000 deaths for taking the vaccine.
Yeah. And that's reported.
Yeah, and that's not including any deaths that would have happened in the first 14 days or the multitude of folks that are not getting reported at all, because there's a real reluctance to have people report that. They don't want this information out there.
Exactly.
Right now, I saw an article on Epoch Times. 5% of unvaccinated workers have left their job already over the vaccine mandate. But they're mm-hmm. they're saying this is going to be a lot of people, whether it be firefighters or police department folks or nurses. I was reading a report again. I think it was on Epoch Times this morning about the number of nurses. There's a tremendous. Our chaplain has a wife who is a nurse. There is a tremendous problem going on right now in the healthcare industry. A lot of nurses are getting out of nursing. They don't want to be part of this. Now, whether, that we've heard it on both sides, some say that it's just because there's just so much going on, but that, like the report in the Epoch Times we had this morning, it's more about, on that article there, that they don't want to take that. They don't want to take. They have a cost benefit analysis they're doing, and they don't want to take this experimental drug. Not when they say that the advantage of it clearly outweigh, or the disadvantage clearly outweigh any advantage that might be out there.
Yeah, exactly. But
Go ahead.
On the bears, they're actually. Some of the people I'm telling that he's in the hospital, they're actually telling them they can't report it. Not that they shouldn't, but they're telling them they can't report it. You're not supposed to report as a hospital employee, they're saying.
So people are trying to report, but they won't allow them to report.
They're saying you as a hospital employee, you can't be doing this. Which I don't think is true, but yeah.
Well, that's one of the many issues. Like I said, we only have like 5 minutes left. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we had a rough start getting started today. But I think that the real takeaway from the information that we have is we have a convergence of a lot of things going on right now, Colleen, that people need to be very, very much aware that this is an unprecedented time in our lives. And that there needs to be a recognition that from a faith and freedom standpoint, that not only is our freedom in jeopardy, but this time, like none other, is a time that we need to really get sincere about our relationship with the Lord. If you're not saved, that you need to get saved. If you think that, I ask folks every day when I meet with them in my week practice, if you died today, would you go to heaven? You need to ask that question to yourself. And then if that answer is, I don't know, I hope so, and it's any other answer than absolutely, and the basis of that is because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to get that straight in your life. That whether we are at the very beginning of that 7-year period they call the time of Jacob's trouble, or whether or not we have a few years to go, whatever that circumstance is that we're getting close and things are getting bad, and that's what the scriptures teach us, is that near the end time you're going to have these birth pangs, you're going to have this acceleration and convergence of bad things happening all across the world. Tony, are you still there? Did we lose him?
Tony dropped off. I think he was thought you were closing up with what you were saying, but it's great what you're saying there about the reminder of all the craziness happening around us, that we just need to focus on our eternal destination, as well, because we never know what's going to happen from day to day.
So, again, that we didn't have a lot of time today to really take a deep dive into some of these issues, but if you'd like to contact us at the Alliance Legal Group, please do. The best way to get a hold of us is www.debtfreeva.com. I'm Steve Taylor, and we can set up a chat box. The assistants on the chat box will set up an appointment so I can talk to you directly. And again, if it's about this program, I love talking to you about spiritual things, about this whole thing going on right now relating to COVID and the vaccines. But that if you just want to, if you have some financial issues, that we'll set you up an appointment as well for that. So With all that being said, anything before we close, Colleen?
No, again, like I said, it's a good reminder. We Bible study last night in our midweek small group. We were reminded that not everybody knows where they're going and they don't know Jesus. And, you know, if you're worried and concerned about all that's going around you, that is the best call to action that we can give you today, is to know whether or not you do know Jesus as your Savior. And if you don't, make that right today.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. The takeaway from this entire program is, if you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved, then live the life God's called you and bring somebody to Jesus. We hope you have a great weekend, a great remainder of the day, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.